This is New England Public Radio News. Since April, a 36-year-old woman has been living in the Unitarian Church in Northampton, Massachusetts, while under threat of deportation. Yurita Katyuranova hopes to win an asylum case that will allow her to remain in the U.S. with her American husband and children. One way she's tried to quell her anxiety is by cooking and selling a specialty dish from her native Russia. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown has this report.
You don't want it to be too thick, you don't want it to be too thin, and I can tell by just feeling it with my fingers.
Yurita Katyuranova was not much of a cook growing up in Russia, but she did like to eat the traditional dumplings called pierogies. After she moved to the U.S. 15 years ago, she tried the supermarket brands, but they tasted awful. So she learned to cook them herself, using a mold she bought off the internet.
I was making it by hand for a while, but the edges are not pretty, and if you end up doing every single one of them with a fork, it takes a wicked long time.
Katyuranova is friendly and talkative, often hanging out with church staff and volunteers in the kitchen.
Stop watching your calories, would you?
So it's easy to forget she's a fugitive from the government. The church is her sanctuary from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, while her husband raises their 10-year-old son and 4-year-old twin girls. She's been here a few months.
I had to think of a way to make money while I'm in here and keep my mind busy. I'm nervous and worried every single minute of the day. Cooking puts my mind at ease where I don't think about it for a short period of time.
So she figured, why not make pierogies in the church kitchen and sell them?
I have potato, cheddar, and bacon, cauliflower, farmer's cheese, and potato with garlic, spinach.
Katyuranova grew up in the Ural Mountains of Russia. She says her Muslim community was hostile when she had a relationship with a woman.
When I was different from other people, they didn't take me well.
So she came to the U.S. under a temporary visa and later applied for asylum. She met her future husband while bartending in Florida, and they moved to Western Massachusetts. In 2007, she says she received an order for deportation. But every year for the next 10, she was granted a legal stay to remain.
But I've been working the whole time, never used an illegal name. I've been paying taxes. I've been checking in with the immigration.
Last summer, her stay was denied, and that's when she started to panic. She learned in April that the Unitarian Church in Northampton, like other parishes around the region, would provide sanctuary for undocumented immigrants. She quit her waitressing job and moved in. She says she hasn't gone outside since. She gets fresh air by sticking her head out the window.
And as hard as it is, it is a lot better than the alternative, which would be either SL or Russia.
She's never alone. Volunteers stay in the church around the clock. She's been living off food donations, and community members have given her cooking equipment and supermarket gift cards to buy the raw ingredients for her business.
So I prepared the potato and cheddar cheese mixture, and I already made a few dozen yesterday.
Pierogi orders come in by email or phone. So far, she's sold about 50 batches at $10 a dozen. She says it's her family's only income.
I went from fully independent to depending on people for everything. Laundry, grocery shopping, you name it, I'm dependent on it. And making a little bit of this money, $10 at a time, gives me my confidence back.
But she misses her children, who Skype her every day and visit with her husband a few times a week.
How do you explain it to a 4-year-old that mommy is not home? How do you explain immigration issues to a 4-year-old?
And she misses married life.
It's like being divorced without being divorced. I miss the snoring. I never thought that I would say that. It's too quiet. I turned the fan on just so there is some noise, some background noise.
By now, she knows her way around the church kitchen better than the pastor, who's helping for a few minutes.
You see that wooden cutting board behind the pizza pan?
It doesn't quite feel like home.
But it's as close as you get to it.
On this day, the church basement is about to be turned over to an AA meeting, so she has to finish up her last batch of pierogies. She plucks them out of boiling water and drains them in a colander.
After that, you just fry them up with butter. If you want, throw some sautéed onions on top or chopped bacon.
Katyuranova has no idea how long she'll stay in the church. She plans to put some of the pierogi money towards legal fees on her asylum case.
It makes me think that there is a strong hope that my case will go well, and when it does happen, I will open my business and I will already have a clientele waiting for it.
Preferably in her home kitchen. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.